I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Upper Cumberland region of Tennessee. With Nashville to the west, Knoxville to the east, and Chattanooga to the south, and all three less than 90 miles away, the Cumberland region is the epicenter of authentic Tennessee. State parks, wild water kayaking, hiking, boating, and fishing are big draws here, along with savoring small-town culture at its best. Come along as we visit with Rosanna Horst, is co-owner of the Country Porch General Store in the Mennonite village of Muddy Pond. Rosanna shares insights about life in the rural Mennonite community, where community and God are defining elements of daily life.
There's a high value placed on families and community. Like this tomorrow, there's a work day planned at family that had a tornado go through.
Horst also explains the functional difference between Mennonite and Amish communities.
Now, talking about the economy, like you were asking, see, this is just a little slice. If you look at just 10 miles from here, little areas called Hanging Limb, you go there and it's like you're in a different world from here.
Back in time.
Oh my goodness. It's like, I don't know if you've seen the Christie movies, you know, the old Appalachian things. She worked with these people who were so backward, and they were just, you know, uneducated and superstitious. And you go 10 miles from here, you can get into that countryside. In there, it is very, very low income, you know, government subsidized everything. But here we have our own little culture that's totally different.
And do you think that the operative, the Mennonite church, that has a lot to do with that, the culture?
It is a lot to do with that. And I don't want to speak arrogantly in that sense, but yeah, we were all raised to work. And it's not like we give our children a lot of opportunities. In one sense, we don't provide them with a college education, but from little on up, they learn to work.
But some do go on to go to
some
college.
Some do, right, exactly.
It's not a
right.
negative.
No, actually, one of the girls from our church is going to nursing school right down here at the college. But, you know, a lot of them just choose to do, you know, an apprentice type of thing. Mm-hmm. They learn a trade. They learn to be very frugal and save their money. And, yeah, they often own a business at a young age. So,
tell us a little bit more about the Mennonite community and communities around here.
Well, around here, they're probably a little bit distinctive because it's not a large community. When you have a large community that's been established for, like you said earlier, maybe 100 years, it can be a lot more traditional. And there's people that aren't even aware of why they are an Amish person or a Mennonite person. For a lot of us, it's second or third generation. A few are first generation. We have people attending the church that have no type of Mennonite or Amish background whatsoever, and they just come because, you know, they like the values.
The sense of community.
Mm-hmm, the sense of community and the values. So,
but how the Mennonites came to be here.
I think maybe around 1,000 acres or something. Individual families then bought those pieces of property and established their own little homes and farms and that type of thing.
So intrinsic to the church or the community has everything to do with values, correct?
It does. It's not necessarily that we would consider ourselves more Christian than a Baptist church down the road. You know, the gospel is free for everybody. But there's a high value placed on families and community. Like this tomorrow, there's a work day planned at a family that had a tornado go through. So at 3:00, most of the guys from our church will probably turn up and they'll work together until the place is cleaned up. There's not a lot of dependence on government. We don't believe in putting our old people in nursing homes, you know, unless it was really a needed thing. I take care of my 97-year-old mother. That's kind of the value that we work with, is that family is first. God is first, but He teaches us to make our family a strong priority. So, yeah.
Interesting. The delineation between Amish and Mennonite. Can you talk to us about the difference? Because it's pretty big time in function, your day-to-day life.
Right. So, I'm not a historian, but I know that they had common roots with an Anabaptist type of root. But then I believe the Mennonites split from the Amish in the sense of a little bit different value. Probably the Amish value tradition a lot more highly.
A lot of that has to do with a rejection of things modern.
Yeah, absolutely.
For example, you drive a car.
Right.
But you would not if you were...
Not if I was part of an Amish community, yeah. Right. And we do have Amish communities, you know, not too far from here. Right. We don't reject modern things. We have smartphones, we have computers, but at the same time, we really, really try to teach the proper use of the things. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we don't face challenges like every person does right. with those things.
Because we're human.
Absolutely. Yeah. And because we have young people who face temptations, things that they shouldn't have to see, they see. But yeah, we're trying to stick to the proper use of the modern technology.
But it obviously is a very viable, workable philosophy and way of living. It's not just a religion. Mm-hmm. It's a lifestyle, right?
I mean, to me it is. Yeah. To us it is, obviously. People who come from a different background and are totally unfamiliar with Mennonites or Amish find it very difficult. We have a lot of people that come and...
Why? What's the resistance?
I'm sure it's partially our fault. Mm-hmm. And it's partially because it's so totally different. The mindset is so totally different than the very individualistic mindset that is in normal culture, in American culture. And it's not that we share all things in common. Each family is self-governing. It's not that, you know. But let's take a typical Sunday when we go to church. We go to church, we worship together, the church lets out. And in our culture, we expect to go home to each other's homes for lunch. We don't expect to go out to a restaurant by ourselves or just go home and, you know, be alone the whole afternoon. There's so much fellowship. And so some people are private and they feel like it's kind of an intrusion into their privacy and you don't have any business, you know, why are you paying attention to this? And we've grown up with it, so to us, it's valuable.
But if you're born and raised into that, then it's very comfortable. But you're right, somebody jumping in or coming in, it would be very different.
Yeah, I think that's about the long and short of it, you know.
And how about you as a Mennonite community and being open to people like me coming into your town?
I think that's probably somewhat individual.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I mean, I think that the more modern the Mennonites, the more open they are. Mm-hmm. If you go to an Amish community, they probably won't want you to take their photo. Mm-hmm. They'll resist that. They're very private, whereas we're just not that way. We have good friends, you know, with our neighbors, and that's not an issue.
So. In my time throughout the Midwest, I would say shyness is the operative.
What is... Oh, shyness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Would that be fair?
That could be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say that that's partially it. Also because they actually feel like photos are evil.
Right.
That's
right.
Part of the reason. And so they've been taught very strongly about that. But yeah. And even among the Mennonites, I think you'll find that shyness is an issue.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Which is understandable.
Yeah. Right.
So talk to us about where we are right now and coming here to visit this community.
Okay. Well, this is Muddy Pond, Tennessee. And this community started probably 40 or 50 years ago with a group of Amish that came from Pennsylvania. And they basically, I believe, were looking for property that was affordable. Because in states like Pennsylvania, the property has been... you know, it's so elevated as far as the price that they can't afford it for their large families. So there were several large families that came here, and the community basically is a derivative of those large families. It's the children and grandchildren, and then, you know, other people have moved in and married in, that type of thing. But it's changed over the years because the large Amish community moved to Kentucky and left more of a Mennonite flavor here. So
they came here first and then moved on.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the ones who wanted to stay Amish moved out. Mm-hmm. And they moved to another, what they would have called a mother church, that was more what they wanted to be. And so, yeah, that's over in Kentucky now.
So what is here? What in the community? I just dipped right in and came right to the store here.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a puzzle to us why people like to come here, because this is just our home and it's our businesses. But I think our homes and businesses are probably unique enough that they do draw attention. So there's some agriculture. The main thing that in the fall draws people here, of course, is the leaf color, but also the sorghum cooking that goes on, the sorghum molasses. And there's two families and all their children and grandchildren that do that. And that's every fall through September and October. Then other than that, there's just local businesses. There's leather shops.
And that was a big... I went to the leather shop. That was huge.
Yeah. It's actually one father who was part of the original group that moved down here. And he's passed on, but his two sons and two grandsons now own leather shops. So that's... Yeah. And then the other family is the Gunther family that does the sorghum mill. And there's also a Maslin family. And then the rest of us just own varied businesses. We actually have a little cabin rental here that we do vacation rentals, three cabins, and then a part in this store.
And this store, what's it called?
This is the Country Porch.
And it's kind of almost a general store in a way, isn't it?
It is a general store. There's another general store down the road. But the reason we felt this store was... an addition to the community is because we do serve sandwiches, soups, things on homemade bread, and a lot of people are coming for the baked goods. And
you know, that's what got me first. So I would say, oh, this is a restaurant with a general store.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a place for somebody to get a sandwich at least, you know, and it's a little bit of a unique sandwich because everything's done on homemade bread and things are in-house. So.
Well, we'd love to spend the whole afternoon with you, but... my bus is leaving.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, and your name?
Rosanna Horst, H-O-R-S-T.
And we are in?
Muddy Pond, Tennessee.
Muddy Pond, I love it. And that's the Muddy Pond right there?
No. It is here, yeah. But it's down the road about 2 miles, so yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome, thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Muddy Pond, Tennessee. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
If you don't quit betting, boy, them dice won't pay. Go send you home on your yes, yes, yes. My slumpy baby, you ain't gone.